Have you seen other examples of people using cloud analytics and big data together to address competitive advantage, address strategic questions, and or scale analytics that they need pervasively throughout the enterprise?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of businesses that I've worked with that are starting to do that. The bank I told you about is a key one because they're very progressive. I'm talking to a rather large retailer who is saying, I need to be leveraging the value of my infrastructure, but more importantly, how do I leverage a group of people who I have been largely anonymous in my environment and make their voice heard, which is kind of an interesting model. If I say I have a huge population who I don't know by name or even a lot of their demographics, but I know buying habits, and those buying habits are regional in nature, so I don't have all the data that I'd like because they're a community that will remain anonymous, primarily because they're cash-based buyers. So if I'm working with credit card buyers, it's much easier to keep track of stuff. So if I've got a large cash-based business, I have to be a lot more creative in the way that I deal with the data because the data doesn't have the specificity that would make it very easy. So I have to leverage a cloud. I have to leverage some analytics in some very different ways. So it's not who they were, how old they are. It's where they are regionally. It's about what are the other things that they bought at the same time. What can I glean out of that data to understand the type of person who's making that purchase? The data is extremely unstructured. You're trying to draw connections on a very different scale. And I probably don't have all the compute power I need to do that in-house. And if I do, I probably don't want to dedicate it just to that. So leveraging all of this stuff in a much more dynamic way is going to become important if I'm going to make any inroads into how do I market to this community differently.
Heretofore, without big data, you couldn't gather all that.
No, and I can't, it's very interesting.
Cloud.
Yeah, it's very interesting because it's a completely different thing. We would never think about doing that. You know, 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
You wouldn't do that at all. It wouldn't even be a thought. Now suddenly,
yeah.
It's how do I do this?
Yeah. So returning to one of our other themes that we found with Paysetters about collaborating more deeply, they were 71% more likely to use cloud to collaborate across their organization and their entire ecosystem. It's kind of like the TumbleMe example you gave, although there seems to be, you know, there could be hidden hazards if you're not thinking it through properly. And one of the examples we saw of that collaboration was in development and operations. So Paysetters were 74% more likely to use cloud to improve their DevOps. But I've got a question for you. Are there other silos within IT that cloud helps to break down?
Well, it's funny that you say it that way. I've maintained that the only way a business can move forward and be competitive is to remove the silos. Silos are the worst possible thing for a business. And if you look at the way we collaborate today, what you'll find is that we've already seen a big change in the way we communicate. For example, when was the last time you talked to somebody on the phone in your business and not know when you pick up the phone what the conversation is going to be about? Probably, if you're like my company, that never happens because I use some instant message facility first for us at the same time, right? Nobody just calls me. They same time me first. So when I pick up the phone, when the phone rings and I pick up the phone, I know who it is, I know what they're interested in, and I have a set of information for them right away. So what we're seeing is an increasingly tightly knit community that is not tied to, you know, that traditional phone call. What we're seeing is people who are getting what they need in this space without the kind of interactions and the kind of time wasting that we had before. Phone calls are much more efficient. I'm able to deal with a lot more stuff happening simultaneously because I see them in parallel and can make decisions about which ones I want to deal with now. And this is the beginning of how this whole collaborative environment changes the way we interact with each other.
Yeah, it's almost as if information begins to defy gravity. In the olden days, it would have come down from on high and cascaded, but now it sort of can flow up, sideways, left, right. And I guess your statement there is true not only for IT, but also business silos that might exist, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, what we're doing is we're eliminating what used to be very serial and saying, look, here is everything that's going on. And you, as a person who's trying to do some work, can prioritize real time. What do I need to deal with next? And where does it need to go? And who can I connect together without a phone call, without, you know, waiting for the right person to answer the phone, whether they're there or not? I can start a conversation and know that, gee, I probably won't get an answer from that person right away. What else can I be doing? So it becomes a way of doing business in a fundamentally different way. And it's not like this is some future state. This is what's happening now. It's changing the way we do our jobs.
Yeah, and I assume it touches other parts of how we do things. You know, and as we looked at that Pacesetter group in particular, they indicated that cloud played an integral part in their mobile and their social and their data, big data and analytics strategies and initiatives. Have you seen examples in your client work of how people are linking these technologies together with cloud?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you bring up the bring your own device or the mobile. Pacesetters, the people you're talking about, are ones that can effectively adopt a bring your own device strategy. And how do I deal with a world where the infrastructure is quite literally everywhere? You know, in the old days, we had IT in a data center in a nice, you know, raised floor area. Today, the infrastructure is everywhere. It's all the different pieces. And how we interact has become more dynamic because the tooling is more dynamic. The way we interact with systems is more dynamic. Mobile is going to be even more of a change in the way we do business than personal computers were over PCs. So now we'll be able to leverage where people are, what they're thinking, the way they're dealing with the rest of the world, the way they're dealing with their friends, all together in a very dynamic way. And that's why you need something like cloud, because you don't understand what's happening or where things are going today. So you have to make sure that you're infrastructure can morph to what you need right now, because what you need right now is not what you needed 20 minutes ago or even 10 minutes ago. I need to be able to be that kind of flexible. Pacesetters get that. They know how to do that. They're willing to experiment. They're willing to maybe even trust their people a little bit more than in a traditional environment, and they're able to kind of build out. And that building out is something that is part of their competitive advantage. I'm leveraging the value of my people in the ways that let them be the most creative and not worry about the technology, because I have the infrastructure managed in a way that it keeps up with the way people are working.
You know, the environment you describe sounds like it has great promise, but it also sounds like, particularly with BYOD and other things, that it could be rather complex. And one of the things we saw Pacesetters doing is they were employing, or they were more likely to employ, an enterprise-wide cloud strategy.